Right. As you said, the title of my presentation today is The Impact of Seed Treatment on Early Crop Development and Yield. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. John Burke and Tom Wiedergartner. Tom is at Cotton Incorporated, Cary, North Carolina. We've been working for some time now looking at different seed treatments and the impact of that on early plant development, early seedling development, because seedling establishment is very important in our part of the country, and that's a thing that we sort of zero in on a lot of times to try to get good stands and good seedling establishment. And so in the past, we've looked at different ways to delint seed, mechanical delinting as compared to acid delinting, different coatings, the easy flow process, if you will, and those sorts of things. And we are scheduled to have some publications on that part of the studies very soon. But today I want to talk to you a little about some of the other stuff that we're doing with some other treatments. As I said, seedling establishment is very critical for crop development and productivity, particularly in our area. And one of the things we went back in the literature and looked at is that we looked at papers by Lonnie Goschel and Freytag, and you can see the references there. And they observed improvements in seedling root development, increased in hypocotyl diameters and yield. And all this has been reported as a result of ethylene applications to the plants. And one of the ways they did this is by applying Ethifon to the plants, to the young seedlings, or even to the seed. What you see on the left there is the structure of Ethifon, and when the plant gets a hold of that, it converts it to ethylene through metabolic processes. And so everyone knows then that ethylene is a plant growth regulator. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to determine the impact of seed treatment or Ethifon applications in this instance on seedling emergent productivity, and then evaluate some morphological changes in field growth plants that have been treated. So what we did, we went to the greenhouse first, and we grew plants in little containers. Those are the little plastic containers that you can grow seedlings in. We filled them with field soil, Amarella fine sandy loam. We planted seed, Fibermax, I think this was 958. Dipped into Ethifon solutions ranging from 3.8 to 0.03 molar for about 10 seconds. The seed of the control treatments were dipped in water for the same amount of time. They were immediately planted in soil in the containers in the greenhouse, allowed to grow for 10 days. The soil were washed from the roots, and the root lengths and dry weights were measured. Now, we'll look at some results of the greenhouse test. One of the things that we were particularly interested in is the development of lateral roots, because we think that's very important in terms of seedling establishment and getting things off to a good start. And so here you see the effect of Ethifon seed treatment on lateral root development. Again, we were, as I said, particularly interested in that. As you see, you're going from a high concentration over on the right side of the x-axis to a lower concentration. The y-axis shows the lateral root length or the lateral root development as a percentage of the water control. And so you can see as you go lower and lower in concentration, the lateral root development provides there's a greater response then in terms of the development of lateral roots, and it looks like about 0.03 or 30 millimolar Ethifon is about the peak. If you go past that and go to lower concentrations, then the development of the lateral root systems fall off. And so if you look at that in the greenhouse situation, you can see that here's the water treatment here, and here's the Ethifon-treated plants here. And we did observe some differences in stem diameter, as some of the other people did in their studies. So We went to the field then. We took seed of Fibromax again, 958, dipped them in the 30 millimolar Ethafon for 10 seconds prior to planting, and we planted the seed immediately in four row plots, 25 feet long, on May 30th, 2007, and we measured emergent stem diameters and then finally yield. So if you look at changes in seedling emergence, there is some delay in seedling emergence in the Ethafon-treated plants versus the water, and this has been observed in some other studies as well. There's just a day or two, or sometimes 2 days, difference in the emergence. But again, one of the things we were looking at is changes in stem diameter. And if you look at what goes on here, this is day 165. This is about maybe 20 or so days after planting. The stem diameters for the Ethafon treatment at each one of these times that we measured were significantly different at each one of the dates measured. The Ethafon treatments were significantly higher in the diameter of the stems of the hypocotyls. Okay. We looked at yield. This year we didn't get an increase in yield from the Ethafon treatments. In fact, it was a decrease. But I want to remind you that these are estimated yields. We haven't ginned all of our material yet. We used about a 28% turnout to get this estimated yield, so I don't know whether that's going to hold or not. But at any rate, we're going to do this again in the field this next year. And so there's a decrease in the rate of emergence in the field-grown seedlings treated with Ethafon. We did see a significant increase in lateral root extensibility. There was a significant increase in stem diameters in the field and the greenhouse grown plants, and there was a decrease at least this year in the estimated yield. Now what we're going to do this coming year and then in the future, since it was shown that the stem diameters increased as a result of the Ethafon treatment, we're going to conduct studies in collaboration with Dr. Jeff Baker, who is USDA in Big Spring, Texas, to determine the impact of this increased stem diameter on the ability of seedlings to withstand wind and sand abrasion with minimal damage. Again, in our part of the country, seedlings and young plants are subjected to wind damage, sand damage from sandstorms, if you've ever been to Lubbock, and hail damage. I don't know whether we're going to make these plants hail resistant or not, but maybe we can make them a little more resistant to wind and sand. We also have some new equipment that was developed by Dr. Melvin Newman and then Dr. John Wilkerson that we will be utilizing in the greenhouse in the lab this year to simulate field plantings of seed treated with Ethafon simultaneously, and this is sort of a spray system you'll see in just a second. This is the wind tunnel that Dr. Baker has at Big Springs, and this is showing some plants in the wind tunnel being subjected to different wind velocities. He can also introduce sand, so we can have different amounts of sand being blown through the tunnel, and so we can have combinations of differences in both wind and sand abrasion as well. This is the automated system, if you will. It looks almost like an XY plotter that we'll be using for spray equipment for some of our seed treatment studies that we're going to continue in the greenhouse to sort of play around with different concentrations, different times of exposure, and things like that, and then eventually hopefully go to the field with some of Dr. Newman's planting configurations to be able to do the same thing in the field. And so this is preliminary data. This is part one. If you come back next year, we'll have part two showing the results of the wind tunnel studies and also some other field studies as well. I'd like to acknowledge the support of Cotton Incorporated in funding this project, and thank you very much.
We have